Peter Snowden joins us. Morning, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
You've just scratched a couple there, mate.
Yeah. Look, I didn't really want to scratch, I thought so, but I just thought it was just a tough run. The horse is going particularly well. 60 kilos, the outside gate. I just didn't want him to have a try his hard at and run a, get caught four or five deep and just have a hard run. So there's plenty of races coming up, so we'll just wait for another day.
Okay. We might as well stay on Sydney while we're there. Cariff in race three, just a little bit too close last start?
It was a bit. It just was never intended to go forward, but just no speed of the race. And once he got there, he travelled a touch keen. And well, I thought he didn't do a bad job running because he was attacked four or five times down the back.
And he was good.
And even past the post, he sort of rallied again. Probably, if anything, this race is a touch short for him for where he's at his prep, the start of his prep. But going north, he just needs to be still showing something against these three-year-olds. If he's going to earn a berth up there, he's got to earn his ticket. But he's going particularly well. And he's come on nicely. Even though it's been 3 weeks between runs for him, I think it's probably helped a little bit press him a touch. He's going particularly well and very keen to see how he goes today.
Race five, Nico Laddie's not far off another win.
No, he's just been teasing, hasn't he? Just going a bit further with him. A little bit steadier pace and probably try and ride him a little bit closer to the speed, but he's saying that which should be a little bit of speed in that race. But just he's had too much bad luck of late, so I'm just hoping for trying something different. And the horse is going well, just got put together on race day.
Snippets Land, just when you think he's coming to the end of it, he can pull out another run.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the whole secret with him is just trying, he's one horse I like to draw wide on because he does like to get to the outside. And his last two starts at Caulfield and here at Randwick, he was buried away in the fence from inside gates, and he just doesn't let go as well. So I know he's drawing forward again today, but he's jumping out of his skin, so I just almost have to run him now. But it'll be our intention to try and get him to the outside because he's definitely a better horse if he can get to the outside. Like some of his runs, the horse runs second, the Doncaster, you run into a head. Of course, John Thompson's, he's got great form, but it's just things got to fall right for him to pull his best run out.
Yeah. Mosh Trip, well, she's just had one of these forgetful preps, just niggling things have gone wrong.
Absolutely, yeah. First run was great. Went to Coolmore and probably shouldn't have went there. I didn't really want to go there, but it just worked that way we did and probably was a mistake. And then on things just been happening in work and out of work and whatever. So I was going to spell her. I thought I'd freshen her. And anyhow, she gets another chance today. If she's going to redeem herself to go to Brisbane, she's got to run well today. We'll just ride her quiet. Looks like a fast run race. So we'll ride her the old way and just leave her alone early and just see if she can't get home and show us something like she wants to be here.
Spending to win was wide at Scone.
White Scandal, I thought his run was good, a lot better than Hawkesbury. So, and I'm seeing in his work too, he's getting very close to his best form in his work. So I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a good race there today. He's drawn a good gate, the right sort of run, and he's a good 1,100 metre horse. So I'm expecting a good improvement from him today.
Brisbane, Napoleon Solo, race three. Are you happy with him?
I am. I think we've taken the blinkers off. He's just not settling well enough to be running a trip yet. Kieran the other day sort of took off a bit early because he was pulling and might not have been the right idea to do that. But we've taken the blinkers off and he's keen to ride him without him. He rode him on Tuesday morning without them and he worked a lot better. Not the best draw today, but look, I think we'll probably ride him like a stay or leave him alone to see if he can be strong late to show us he's going to be a Derby contender. He just might be one of those mile to 2,000 rather than a mile and a half, but a few questions might be answered today.
For sure. Well, Kieran will be happy you're backing up Quilista because she's flying.
Yeah, no, she's going great. No, I wasn't going to, but I gave her the option to tell me if she wanted to be there, and it worked. Not that I've done much with her this week, but the condition looks great. And you just have to be step back and look at that win last week. It was impressive. And, you know, she was very good late too. Like, she started to come right away the last little bit. So, no, she's a good mare in form now and going particularly well.
Did Paul tell me that she's going through the sale this week?
Yes, she is. I think the sale is Tuesday or Wednesday. So, no, when there's a draw, she'll be in the sale,
Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, more expensive by now, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. But you could get a horse. You could buy a Tuesday and be back here for another couple of features, Pete.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, well, attached to the arrow, if she ran well today, you'd certainly look at that if she happened to win. No, there's still some more options around for her. She's such a tough thing, too. She's got a great constitution and she's a real racehorse.
The sire, Strasbourg, well, he maps well. This is his moment, I think.
I think he has to stand up today, Ronnie. He's I thought he was a touch stiff the other day. He just got pushed back in on the fence and just got held up for quite a while. But when he got out, he did. At least he sort of sprinted and found the line quite strongly. But from a good draw again today, he gets another chance, so he needs to redeem himself. But I think the horse has got the ability to do it, but we just need to see him do it.
Is Creator more the J.J. Atkins type? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so he'll be running on.
Him. He'll be running on strongly today, but the J.J. is definitely the right race for him.
And we got the dry track for these two in the last, Military Zone, Senor Fox. There doesn't look to be a lot between them.
There's not a lot between them. Probably what favours Military Zone is that good draw today. He won't be that far back. He was just a mile too far back the other day at Scone and a slowly run race. He did an amazing job to finish where he did. So he's a very talented horse, and I really like him. This will probably be his last start this preparation. I'm going to give him a break in Brisbane after this, but I think he's a real horse to look forward to later on in the spring and autumn. And Senor Fox, map's a bit better now. The few have come out. So the better the draw he has, the better he runs. If he goes too far back, he pulls hard. If he gets caught wide with no cover, he pulls. So bigger field today, he should get a better run midfield. But he is. Don't be surprised if he's storming home late. He's a quality horse.
All right, let's see your Fox in the last here in Brisbane. Pete, can I ask you, because obviously this week we had the news yesterday that Sunlight's now got a slot into the Tab Everest in October. What's the plan with Red Zell over the next 3 to 4 months?
Now he comes back into work on Monday, Andrew. So, look, we'll know his trials and his first start he has. We'll know where he's at. We've had a few people to ask about him, so... As long as it performs, and look, if he doesn't come back, he probably won't race again. You know, it's a bit early to say that call, but that's how I would feel if he wasn't back to his very best. He doesn't need to prove anything to anybody, so he probably won't go on much further. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. At the moment, now everything's in good order with the horse. He's felt very, very good, and he'll be back Monday, and we'll give him the normal prep. That's about the normal time we brought him in last year, so we'll be guided by what he does through his trials and his first start back.
All right, well, keep an eye on that. Good luck today, Pete. Hope they run well everywhere.
Appreciate it.